bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Heard what that nigga said. Suck this dick. Hey man, welcome to another episode of Kennel Talk. It's your boy Cadet, the bow-legged assassin.
And your boy DJ Kid G.
I know y'all like to hear that shit, man. We back with one for y'all, man. It's been a minute, but we here.
Yeah.
We finally here, guys.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
It was an hiatus. We took a break. Now we back.
Strong hiatus, man. I'm in the city. We had to bless y'all with one.
Yeah. We're going to bless y'all with one and try to bless y'all with another one. But for the most part, you know, I know we've been gone. So now we got a lot to talk about. What's been going on with you, brother?
Man, shit.
A lot.
A whole fucking lot. Shit. What? In July, I moved to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That lasted about a month. Accepted the same position at a higher pay. In California,
uh-huh.
So I had to fly here to pack all my shit up, all the kicks. The kicks took a whole box.
Man.
And now a nigga finna fly out to Cali come Sunday morning if this hurricane don't fuck me up.
Ooh.
Yeah, I ain't even know about the hurricane.
The hurricane ain't supposed to be here till like Tuesday. So technically, it's a little slow ass. He's still in the ocean right now.
But you know them planes be bullshit. Niggas don't want to fly.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I mean, you going to Cali.
I mean, that's fine. I'll stay a
You going
longer.
To Cali though, so you going... Across.
Away from it.
Yeah, away
from
it.
I'm
so
saying, but I don't
nine
know.
Times out of ten, that you your flight gonna be all right. Your flight gonna be all right.
I'm on out. Shit, I'll stay if they gonna pay for my damn ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. As long as they push my ticket and I'm still good to go, hey.
Yeah, the flights, the airports, the people that work in whoever you're flying with, they normally be like, okay, it was natural disaster, they rescheduled or whatever.
Exactly,
so you be good.
I mean, we'll see what happens, man. I know my job ain't gonna be happy, but they'll have to be all right.
You can't control it.
I definitely ain't know before I got here, to be honest. Until I got here and I'm hearing about hurricanes and niggas asking, hey, yo, y'all stocked up on water? I'm like, damn, this is Florida. Fuck, I forgot about this shit.
Yep.
What's up with you, though, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. New job. Well, not new job, but new job. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what, at least 60 days in.
Okay.
It's all
damn,
right.
Damn, 60 already?
At least 60, yeah. At least 60.
Oh, wait. I thought 60 was 90. Never mind. I've been drinking.
Yeah. 90 days, I get my full benefit package and all that kind of stuff, 401k, all that bullshit.
Nigga, I ain't got no insurance right now.
Oof, you better not get into no accidents.
Nigga,
no nothing.
I'm waiting for these motherfuckers to re-back up so I can sign up for this
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, I can't do not a damn thing. Like, I can't drink too much. I can't fall too hard.
Nigga,
I can't sneeze too hard, bro. Right. I can't do none of that shit.
Nigga, I was climbing mountains in fucking Hawaii with no fucking insurance, bro.
I can't even walk fast.
I just thought about this shit.
I can't even walk fast, my nigga, without thinking like, oh shit, I ain't got no insurance. Let me chill.
Nigga, pull a hip, you be bad.
Right,
be
right.
On Google, trying to self diagnose.
Right, shit. Home remedies, motherfucker. Home remedies. Nah, but other than that, man, I got a few things going on. But other than that, I'm chilling. I'm coasting. You know, vacation's on pause right now because I got a few things that I need to save up for.
Vacation.
Other than that, you know, I'm always flying everywhere.
I thought you had somewhere to go, man.
No.
Shit,
that's
still
not
trying to figure out what I'm trying to do for the birthday, man.
I told you, Colombia.
I feel you, but shit, that might be a last minute decision. But I told the homie last night, if it is a last minute, I will pay a certain amount to alleviate some of the pay that y'all niggas gonna have to pay for last minute. Cause I'm gonna be working OT like a bitch.
I'm with it.
I know y'all with it. Y'all can't fucking be mad at that shit. I said I'm gonna pay a little bit. All right, man. So we starting it just like this. Is chivalry dead, or did these bitches kill it?
Chivalry is not dead. I like to think about it like this. I feel like it depends on the type of man that you are. On one spectrum, there's some men out there that still hold the doors, still open the doors. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not. There you go. Oh, asshole. No, I ain't that nigga. I ain't. I'm a boop boop. your side open, my side open. Let's ride.
Like, yo, what's up? Why you ain't walking the store?
You feel me? Like, what's good? Hey. I still catch myself every now and then trying to hold the door and stuff like
that. I got a question though. Mm-hmm. When you walking with a chick near the road, right? Mm-hmm. On what side do you walk?
It don't matter. It don't matter. Ladies, I know niggas supposed to say, hey, she's supposed to walk to your left. You're supposed to rock to the right.
You supposed to walk on whatever side of the traffic is.
Yeah. What, so I get hit? Nah. We can both get hit.
Well, be concerned for your safety if Kid J takes you on a date anytime soon.
But yeah, none of that. Other than that, man, I think, personally, with chivalry, it depends on the man, like I was talking to you about. Like, some men are raised like that, some men aren't. But then again, on another spectrum, a lot of women are so independent nowadays, chivalry gotta be dead. Man, and on top of that,
they fake independent, bro.
Why should chivalry be just on one side? Why can't women be chivalrous as well? Is that a word?
Chivalrous. Yeah, I tried to give you a pass and not say nothing, but you caught yourself. I think it's chivalrous. I don't know if it's chivalrous. A word or not, but I think that's what you was trying
to
say.
I think the guest's gonna tell me. Either way.
You know they finna tell
me. Yeah. we're gonna use it for right now. Chivalrous. I think it could be on both sides. Mm-hmm. I think for a man, we should be able to hold doors. We should be able to do all kinds of stuff. And on the woman's side, she should be able to, cook, maybe clean, maybe do all kinds of things. Because I'm not saying. Well, I mean, okay. So what would you consider a woman being?
Her chivalrous? Way of doing that.
Yeah.
Shit, you go hold my door for me too?
Nah. Why not? That's a gentleman thing. So you gotta look on a feminine side.
My hands may be full. I may need you to hold that door for me.
That too.
You know, you wanna pick up the tab once in a while, that's nice.
that I will tell you. That's okay, so if I actually pay for dinner, you pay for the tip. If we
get dinner. Shit, pay for the dessert somewhere. Pay for the drinks if we going somewhere.
Pay for
to
the
drink.
Movies. Pay for the parking. Something.
Like, y'all don't know how much, but listen, ladies. Oh my god, this shit's so fucking easy for y'all, bro. Y'all don't have to do too much to impress a nigga, bro.
At all.
Y'all do some simple shit like that nigga gonna fuck with you the long way, bro.
At all.
Because you respect my pockets.
Exactly.
Now, you motherfuckers that be ordering lobster when you already know you on a McDonald's fucking budget your damn self, y'all hoes ain't shit.
Nigga, accounts on zero. And you know, you know you ain't about to do nothing.
They have the audacity to be like, so we going here? Yo, let me. Go ahead, finish this shit, because I'm about to bring this shit up.
First and foremost, we're not going nowhere. Secondly, I hate the fact that when the bill comes, they look down. Like, oh, is it going to be two checks or one? And they look down or look around. They don't say nothing. You know, at least say, be like, you know, I'm going to test it out.
Never mind.
Not the first date. Maybe the second. I'm going to just sit back. I'm going to wait. Are you going to say two or am I going to say one?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be two checks or it's going to be one? What's up? Like, nah, it's gonna be one. Okay, thank you. All right, how about I leave the tip?
The chick that's willing to pay for her own meal ain't finna fuck with you tomorrow.
I don't think that's always true.
I've never met a chick that...
Or no, pay for her own meal, period.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Unless she pays for her meal and your meal. Like, no, I got it. I asked you out. That's different. I be trying to tell my female friends, like, y'all don't understand. Like, instead of us actually going to the bar... And trying to bag girls and send the third. You guys would be in so much of a good relationship if y'all would try to bag us. How about y'all go to the bar, y'all see a dude y'all like, and y'all ask him, what are you drinking on? All right, let me buy you a drink. Yo, that would fuck me up.
I know a chick that says she's not shooting shots no more because she shot a shot with me like a while ago and basically I dubbed her.
You know how many dubs we take though on a regular?
I don't know if I take those, bro, because I'd be pretty sure that I'm finna, you know, secure
shit.
That shit.
I mean...
I did get dubbed by this one chick, but that wasn't really a dub, though.
If I'm really trying, because you know when I'm really trying.
That's,
when I'm really trying, that's when I count it.
When I don't give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck. I just want to fuck, and you just bullshit.
I just keep it moving. I keep it pushing.
Yeah.
But if I'm really, really trying to get your number, and I'm really... And I get the number, and I'm conversing with you and trying to get at you, that's different.
But that's how that shit goes, bro. Like, women are so fucking weird, bro. You give a chick a lot of attention, like certain few. I'm not gonna say all of y'all, but the certain type of chick, you give them attention, you trying to you do everything the right way, it just does not work, bro.
At all.
In which case, that's why I feel like chivalry isn't dead. It's just because of y'all. So, me personally, like, I don't give a fuck. I've been told before, don't do nothing to get a thank you. But motherfucker, you ain't got no manners. If I hold this door for this random female stranger and you can't say thank you, I'm finna be like, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because your mama and your daddy didn't raise you, right?
Yep.
I don't have to hold the door. Because if I didn't hold the door, then you got something to say.
That is
so, like, y'all women have really created this dynamic of niggas really not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
It's either a lot of dudes is used to not having to do certain things for females. Because a lot of women nowadays, it's the difference between commanding a type of respect for yourself and feeling, what's the word I'm looking for? Feeling entitled to a certain type of treatment.
And that's the worst.
You don't bring shit to the table.
That's the worst. And you got some females that tell you when you've been talking to them for a little bit, it's like, I don't know, I'm used to guys paying for me. I'm not that motherfucker. Like, you got to understand. Like, I'm not that motherfucker. Like, I will not sit here and pay for everything. Like,
just be giving you money.
Yeah. Like
hundreds just for no reason.
Just for no reason. And you're not even trying to bag me in a sense. You know what I mean? So I've been on a whole new level when it comes to females nowadays. I ain't gonna front. And fellas, I think y'all should be on a whole new level. Instead of trying to go to clubs, rent out the VIP section, have these birds come and drink all your liquor, walk off, and y'all know y'all ain't gonna smash.
Nigga, you remind me of Atlanta, bro, when that bitch came out of the section, bro.
Smoking
the hookah
and then leave. And then you ain't getting no number, you ain't nothing.
You ain't suck nobody dick.
Ain't nothing.
Damn.
So at the
end, motherfucker, that was your goddamn fuckers. You brung that bird bitch into the area.
She had an Asian flag. Y'all niggas, never mind, I ain't gonna. Shit, right. I ain't gonna say nothing, but I've been on another level when it comes to females. I've been trying to get the bag. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if females go out and they try to get they will try to actually try to talk to a nigga and try to find out what he does, what he drives, where he lives, how much he does. Nah, fuck that. If I'm established, I know I'm established. Now, I'm going to try to get the bag. If I notice that a female is well-established and I posted something, she in VIP with one or two of her friends, right? Yep. And ain't a bunch of them motherfuckers, because, you know, when you see a bunch of motherfuckers, a lot of people put in. Mm. It's just two girls in the VIP the whole night at the most expensive fucking VIP section you can follow. Mm. That's the bitch that you need to say, hey, how you doing? My name is...
Mm.
What's up? You know what I mean?
Shade.
Like, I don't see nothing wrong with the fellas trying to get a bag too at the end of the day. Because if I'm established, I want somebody that's established too. It's just yin for yang. You know what I mean? Because I just feel
unless
like you should match
unless
me.
Unless you got something that you motivated to do. So, like, shouts out to one of the listeners, Kara.
Kiki.
With a little VI accent. She had made a statement, right? So tell me how you feel about this. Would you be cool with a girl asking you how much you make?
Yeah. As long as it has to do with what we're currently doing. I'm not gonna volunteer it.
What if you just met her?
If I just met her,
2 months and she's asking you like how much money you make a year.
I would tell her figures. I make four figures. Or I make six figures. Or I make two
four figures.
Five figures.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Five figures. I make five figures.
Oh, what the fuck, we in middle school?
I would play with the numbers because I feel like...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Give her an exact number. Exactly.
I don't give her an exact number because I don't know you yet, man. Why are you in my pockets? I'm not in your pockets. Now, if it's an
different
adult conversation...
It's different levels because it could be a broke bitch asking that shit. And
right.
And it could be a chick that's on her shit asking
right.
that shit.
Right, and that's what determines the level of conversation that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's
so,
either she going to be digging for your pockets or she going to feel like you beneath her.
Facts.
Yeah, I don't really see it as an in-between, dog.
And me personally, I would never ask a chick how much she makes. I would ask her what she do for a living, and then I would justify that in my head.
For sure.
She might make this, and third.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
There's a chick, man. There's a chick that I know, bro. That's the only chick I feel like I kind of got dubbed by. Man, you remember this one little bad yank ass chick that had made out with her once?
Where?
She had them fake ass titties. And she took my hand.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember.
So
I remember.
Story short, this yank, bro. That chick fucking bad, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, boy. That was bad. I fuck around, made out with her ass, and then we was talking about her titties, and I was like, oh, them shit's fake. She was like, yeah. So she took my hands and put them bitches on her titties. But then some shit happened, and she basically dubbed my ass, bro. So, like, with her job and how she lives, that shit don't really be matching, you feel me? But, you know, it came down. The reason she dubbed me is because I called her out on the nigga she was fucking with. I was just like, yo, like, how you said this nigga did this, that, and the third to your ass, and you still fucking with him?
You know what got me? You said that she was fucking with a nigga. 9 times out of 10... She knew she was fucking with niggas. She tried to fuck with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bitches don't give a fuck. And I didn't give a fuck either. Yeah, shit.
Okay, okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure the story was
well out there. You start telling me shit like that, I already off rhythm. Mm. Like, oh, can't take her serious. This bitch is out here. She got a whole sugar daddy eyes. Mm.
So you couldn't take a girl seriously if she had a man, she was fucking with you, and she left her man?
She was currently still fucking with a nigga.
Current still fucking
and
with a man.
And then also, hey, so when I first was single, right, a lot of women weren't trying to fuck with me because they felt like I was going to go back.
Right.
Based on the time frame that I broke.
Right.
And that is true. Also, niggas should do that too. Niggas don't really give a fuck. At least I think you should ask that shit if you really trying to take the bitch serious. If you just trying to fuck, then it's whatever. If your motherfucker just broke up with a nigga yesterday, whatever. You better try to get that pussy as quick as possible.
Right.
But if you trying to take a chick serious and she said she just broke up with a nigga like a month ago,
calm your ass down.
She's going back to that.
She's
nigga,
going
bro.
Back. Not, yeah. But it depends. I want to say it depends on the situation. Right. Because it could be a very,
very,
very bad
situation.
It's very
few women that be like, I'm done and are really done.
Yeah.
There's a higher percentage of chicks that go back.
I agree.
But so this topic came from a conversation that was talked about. Basically, it's going to go into another topic we got. But basically, it was a female that basically was like, basically telling females that I said basically a lot. God
yeah, you
damn,
did. You just
geez.
Like me, though. It's all right. It's not the liquor.
I've been
is
drinking.
It?
It might be, bro.
It might be.
I done lost my tolerance. I wasn't really drinking in Hawaii, bro.
I wasn't drinking it, but this is soft. This is just Jim Beam vanilla.
I was being adventurous.
I mean, we ain't even on a Hennessy. We ain't even on
nigga,
nothing
I can't,
crazy.
I can't even swim, and I was near fucking water, bro. I don't know what I was doing out there.
You was being black and drunk?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I was sober. Anyway.
Okay.
So, basically the female. Damn it, I said it again.
Go ahead.
I need another word.
A female
said that you should base how a man thinks about you or what value he places on you based off of the restaurant he takes you to.
Yeah, no.
How you feel about that?
Okay, I feel
the
about...
The first fucking date. Like, you expect me to take your ass to a restaurant that my bill is going to be like $300?
No.
And I don't know what you plan on
first,
doing after this? No.
Well, first of all, that female probably never really had a sophisticated conversation with a man that's really willing to take them seriously.
Hey, man.
And this is what I mean, because I could take a girl out on a pre-date. And what I mean a pre-date is, let's go. Can we go get coffee? Mm. Can we go to brunch real quick?
Grab some ice cream.
Let's walk Lake Eola. Let's
fellas,
go.
Fellas, that's the cheapest,
yo,
cutest date you could ever go on.
I was in Brooklyn. I took this one girl out. We literally went for brunch, had ice cream. We walked the bridge. We had a conversation. And we kept it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good date. It wasn't no expensive restaurant. It wasn't nothing crazy. It was expensive for me because I ordered drinks in Brooklyn at all places. It was expensive for me. It was,
man,
you
what's
know.
That spot in Brooklyn? We got to get that place
yo,
to shut out.
Yo, the Woodlands. Woodland. Yo, that's my favorite spot
that's
downtown
clutch.
Brooklyn. It's the best spot
anyway,
ever.
Continue.
But yeah. So, and I've been on dates to where I met a girl at a little Mexican restaurant or a bar, and we had the best conversation. It's not about that. It's not about the place that you go to. It's about the atmosphere that you construct within each other. You know, if it's even a chemistry. You know what I mean? Like, I've been on dates where we went out downtown. We went to a bar. We went talking and walking around Lake Eola, and that shit was trash. Mm-hmm. I did most of the talking. It was like, I ain't feeling it. You know what I mean? And that was the end of the date. Call a day. And I've been on other dates where we just sat down in around Lake Eola and we just talked. Looked at ducks and talks, and it was an amazing conversation. Mm-hmm. The place don't ever dictate the conversation. Cause I can go to a fancy ass. I'm gonna tell you a story. Listen, I went to a fancy ass fucking restaurant, paid mad bread for this chick that I thought I was like 21 at the time. I just got to no 22 at the time. I just got to like around UCF at the time, and I was I you know nigga got on UCF campus, you know, tried to damage. So you know I saw this one chick and I was feeling her, and so we went out. Went out to this nice little restaurant on iDrive. And as I was talking to her, we were talking. I thought we established something. I had my little BMW at the time. We were chilling.
Who the fuck is this?
This was a while back, bro. A while back. Yeah, I don't think.
Is she married?
I don't know what she on, but she dubbed me real quick. But she was so bad. I'm talking about so bad. But she dubbed me. And then now that I see her, I saw her recently after not seeing her for like 5 or 6, maybe 7 years. Mm-hmm. After that whole incident, I tried to text her. I tried to hit her up on Facebook. What's good? You know, what did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I guess she had a man at the time. She was going back and forth. And now they got reconciled.
Why do females do that shit,
bro? I don't know. But just tell me the situation.
Just tell me. That shit's so aggravating, bro.
Bro.
When a bitch dead ass just be like ghosting
it. And a nigga want closure. Like, I want to know if it was me or if it was you.
The roles have reversed, bro.
Yeah.
They getting too much fucking power out here.
Nah, man. Fuck them.
We got to start slapping these girls with the dick in their forehead. Yeah. We got to get the power back.
Yeah, we got to. Some way, somehow.
Because now niggas is looking for closure.
Now we the bitches.
You feel me?
Now we the bitch. I'm walking around. You know, I got girls trying to talk to me any kind of way. I'm like, yo.
Well, that was pulling your hair and shit.
All that shit, dog. Hey. All that shit. I'm like, yo, I'm not with it.
Hey, that is sexual harassment.
Come here, sexy. Grab my hair.
Me too.
I'm not some broad.
The Me Too movement is strong.
Stop it. Stop it. Like, stop. Don't even come my way, my nigga.
Hey, man. It is what it is, though. That's what they doing nowadays.
But it is. But we're going back to the subject. Mm-hmm. I don't think a restaurant dictates where or what you do or how much of a conversation you have with a female that you're interested in or that she's interested in you. I think that you, as your power and your energy as a person, dictates where you guys are going to take this journey, whether it's even going to be a journey at all, whether we're going to go on a couple of dates, whether I'm feeling you, whether I'm not feeling you, you know what I'm saying? And then we go from there. And then later on, you could discuss, okay, you know what? I want a dress up date. I want to go ahead and dress up and go out and feel like this was an actual date
or whatever. You gotta earn that shit. And women be like, what I gotta earn? Yo, I seen some shit recently about a female going off about, I don't want you to pay for a meal. I don't want to go get ice cream. I don't want to go get drinks. What bill do you want to pay?
I seen that shit.
I was like, yo.
Disgusting.
Bitch, you look like you begging right
disgusting.
Now.
Disgusting.
Like, what are you doing? What ain't
do
nobody finna fuck with you off the strength of this video.
What do you do for a job? What do you do for a living?
Beg.
Oh, man.
Try disgusting. To make niggas look like they ain't shit because they ain't coming into a situation and try to pay a bill.
Right.
And then y'all finna be the main motherfuckers talking about, oh, this trick ass nigga. Like, no.
And ladies, we're not talking about all of y'all. Because before y'all get down our throats and tell us, oh, I don't know what bitches y'all be fucking with.
Hey, if I say bitches, I mean bitches. Yeah, if I say a lady, I mean a lady. Don't
right.
get it twisted.
It's not all of y'all. It's just some of y'all.
Y'all know who bitches is. Y'all got bitches that y'all be around.
Right.
And, shit.
And also, too, don't negate the fellas. There'll be some niggas out there that's looking for a bitch to actually pay for everything.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, be a gentleman at the end of the day. Like if she's worth it, be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. That's how I put it. If she's worth
you know
it,
what?
Be a gentleman.
And there's certain females, man, and like there's a female I got cool with, and like we had a conversation. Like, I'm the type of nigga, bro, if I feel like what I was trying to do and how you are don't mix, I'm not even finna try to do it. Yeah. Like, if I know I'm on one thing and you not on that, like, I'm not finna try to do that to you.
But sometimes, yo, I ain't gonna front, females do finesse a lot. Nowadays, oh my god,
female finesse
a lot.
It's been like that. We just noticing now.
I've had my fair share.
We might just be getting older, bro. Again,
yeah. I've had my fair share.
When we was younger, we ain't peeped that shit.
But I've only been finessed twice. Like,
finessed.
Out of all
finesse,
the
though,
finesse as in like, I want to say as. You know how we finesse females. Like,
how we finesse,
we finesse our ways into the draw.
I'm a good guy. I don't
stop it.
Shit.
Stop it. Back in my days, back in my heydays, I've stopped a long time ago.
In all honesty, can't no female come back to me and be like, oh, no, you finesse me out my pussy, nigga. I want it back. I need that refund.
But we work for it. We work for it.
But is that finesse, though? I don't think that's finesse.
It depends on what you was
honestly,
telling the female. It depends on what you
were
telling
her
at the time.
Saying. Honestly, I don't feel like I sell dreams, bro. Like, we have a conversation. You feel me? I feel like I see something in you, and you may do something that changes the future of that conversation. That's not finesse. That you have showed me something
True.
That I don't like, and
True.
Now I have to jump ship.
True. I'm good with words. So, you know, I've been selling all my life. You know, no, real talk. I've been selling all my life. All I know how to do is sell. That's why I'm really good at salesmanship. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a charmer. I can talk my way into anything. I can talk my way out of anything. So I can only speak for myself when it comes down to it. I've finessed a lot of different situations. I finesse, and sometimes I sit there and I look back and I'm like, God damn, Gerald. what the fuck? How did you get into this motherfucker? We were just gonna air it out.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy, watch how I humble this nigga. Yo, shouts out to the chick with the blonde hair.
Nah, stop. that was a bad sell.
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
That was bad.
I should never even been in it. Ooh, oh, God.
That was penny Damn. Trading, bro. That was horrible. God. See?
Yeah, we're not going to talk
like
about
that. Randy, you like
yeah,
that?
You definitely humbled me. You definitely humbled me.
Whew, anyway, we're back.
We're back.
But, yeah, so this same chick, right, that was over here preaching, oh, you should place value in a where a man takes you. If he taking you to TGI Fridays, he don't really care for you. He don't do this,
get
that,
the fuck
and the third.
Out of here.
Yo, you pick up the check at TGI Fridays. That shit adds up after you get some drinks and right. a real good meal out there.
Especially
bitch.
If you get a girl that likes to drink Hennessy.
Bruh.
And she could top. She could drink the. Listen,
nigga.
If a girl can actually drink Hennessy the same way I could drink Hennessy, and y'all know I drink like a whale. If she could top mine and she could drink like me and then eat on top of that like me, that's an expensive ass bill.
Listen,
we talking about at least $70, $80.
I like the pot stickers at TGI Fridays. I don't know about y'all niggas, but I like them motherfuckers.
Yes.
And in all honesty, the chick that said this shit, I was shocked and appalled because I was being told like, yo, this was the conversation. And off rip, I'm like, what? Like, y'all basing value off the date? Like, a motherfucker taking McDonald's, okay, you could feel a way about that shit. But if y'all have to sit down... Get a menu. You cannot get mad at that situation because at the end of the day, you don't have to pay for that.
I've taken you out of whatever.
He doesn't
realm
have
that you're
to
in.
Do that shit.
He don't. He
bro,
don't.
Bro, unless this nigga is lame and ugly as fuck, trust and believe he got some female somewhere on his roster that he does not have
Facts.
To do these things for, and he gonna get
Facts.
The pussy.
Facts.
Y'all gotta stop this, ladies. Y'all really got to stop. If a nigga is going out his way to take you out on a date, he's picking you up. That's burning gas.
Yeah.
He's taking to get a meal. He does. Yo. Nigga, I had meals in Hawaii. The food is expensive. Make sure you hear this, right?
Yeah.
The food is expensive. If I had to pay for that shit times two, bro, that shit is crazy.
I tell everybody, a relationship is an obligation. Getting into a relationship is an obligation. It's like going from a...
Investment.
It's an investment.
You better hope
and
that
you gotta,
shit
you gotta be able to know what you're investing in. I tell everybody I tell women this all the time. With me personally...
Oh, shit. My fault. Hey, happy birthday, Sanya.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Sanya. She ain't probably ain't gonna hear this, but you know,
not.
It is what it is.
Randy gonna feel good.
But I tell females this. I'm like I said, I'm on a different wave, fellas. If a female can't afford me mentally, then why should I invest in her monetarily?
Yeah, if you can't keep
you know
me around wanting to
you
talk
can't.
To you, like, what I'm gonna invest money in you for?
You feel me? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and waste an investment. Like, if you can't afford me mentally, as a female, why should I invest in you monetarily? You know what I mean? I mean, you should be able to be on my level mentally. And you should be able to cater to me mentally. I don't need
crazy,
no money.
Bro.
I don't need no money.
That shit crazy.
I don't need for you to buy me shit, none of that.
Hey, and listen up. The crazy part about this person I was having this conversation about,
Smut.
Me and two of the homies back in
smut.
College, we straight... Ran through this bitch.
And I was on a couch looking back like,
with
yo.
Some miniature beers. We didn't even get the full size beers. We got some miniature. That
nigga,
shit was under $10.
And she didn't even make it to a restaurant.
Bruh.
You know what
you
I mean?
Ain't going nowhere near. Hey, our dicks was the meal.
Yo, for real. Facts.
Bruh.
Facts.
Y'all gotta stop. So
she got smutted out by
smutted
three niggas.
The fuck out. So that goes into our next fucking topic. Can your wholeness be erased?
I think if you go to a different city, I mean, as a nigga, I'm speaking as a nigga, your wholeness can't be erased regardless. But the thing with niggas is that I'm not saying that you should praise a dude for being a hoe. I'm saying that a lot of times a nigga could be called a hoe. No matter how much you talk about it, there's always going to be one female that's interested in the fact that he is a hoe. What is so interesting about
hey,
him?
Them girls that be like,
you know what I mean?
You a hoe. Based on the tone of which they say that shit, you trying to find
bro,
out.
Bro, I've smiled at females and they looked at me and they say, you look like a hoe.
I'm like, what? Me?
How do I look like
what?
A hoe?
No.
How? What do I give off that's hoe-ish?
It's the dreads, nigga.
It might be. It
you
might be.
Smiling at
I'm
bitch.
Always smiling. I'm always kiki-ing.
And then you do the little light skin, low eye shit. Like it'd be like 10 p.m., but the nigga's eyes is low like the sun is out type shit.
I just be talking. talking. I just be talking. I want to know what they talk, what they want to talk about. You know, I want to know what their livelihood is about. You got kids? Do you not got kids? Did you graduate from school? Did you not graduate from school?
But as a nigga, it's a double standard there. Yes or no?
It is definitely a double standard. I mean, can your wholeness be erased as a man? Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Hey, we didn't make this shit up, ladies. It is what it is. I feel like for a woman, the only way you can erase your wholeness is if you go to a whole different state. He said facts. A city. I say a state. Because this shit we talking about, listen, when shit you motherfuckers, travels. When she talking about shit like this and we know what she's done and we know what we've done to her, like, it's like, bro, what?
Mm. But just to play the devil's advocate, she can be a different person from what she was. Meaning, there's a lot of women, because we got to go back to justifying what's a hoe. You know what I mean?
A hoe is fucking you sucking a dick, you jacking a dick, you fucking a dick at the same damn time.
Hey, listen. You gotta justify it. Now, there's a lot of women. Crazy. Okay, so there's a lot of women that go through a lot of men because every man that they meet, they feel like that's the one. You know what I mean? So they that's can go different. Through they can you go through several men. Though. They in a relationship every now and then or whatever case may be.
Nobody was dating this girl, though.
Yeah, nobody was dating her when three men was in the room with her, smutting her ass out. But I was on a couch and I was just laughing my ass off because this shit was going down. I could not believe it.
That's crazy.
I could not believe it. But this was 21-year-old Gerald. Yeah, we was legit. You know what I mean? Like, I could not believe this was going down, but I was like, yo.
To me, that shit don't go. At least not for this fucking person.
I should have joined in. I regret that I didn't join in.
Oh, fuck.
I
should have. This is the first time this nigga said this since that shit.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hey, it was a bonding moment, sir.
It was. I was mad that y'all was tag teaming and y'all was
high-fiving
and shit. I was in the atmosphere, but I wasn't in the ring. I was the audience, but I wasn't in the ring. You know what I mean?
How that song
I wanted to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. And while I seen The Rock,
I feel it in the atmosphere. Yeah. The hoes is getting dicked out here.
Dog.
Nah, that was crazy, bro.
But it was.
It was crazy.
Listen,
but
I have stories for days from my children. Not my daughter, for my son. Not my daughter.
Yeah. Daughters can't hit
these
shits.
Yeah, no.
That's why we had to create a podcast, man. That's a lot of stories.
We had to.
To be here, dog.
But we're not going to tell y'all all of them in full. We're just going to tell y'all all of them in parts and pieces.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, man, like, real talk, like, certain women, they like to hear themselves talk. And that female, she loved to hear herself say things. Women love to say things that sound good.
What she said one time, she said I wasn't a man for some reason. Like, this was years ago.
Oh, and she's like, a woman?
Bruh. Depends on your definition. I guess she's a free spirit.
Dog, I've never touched this hoe in my life. And
I know one of the homies hate this girl, dog. You probably gonna hear this shit and be mad as fuck listening to this.
Every single time I see this hoe out, I always think back at when I was laying on the couch. And y'all niggas went to that nigga's room. And I'm looking back and these niggas got little tiny ass bears going in the room. I'm saying to myself, what these little tiny ass bears gonna do to a nigga?
Yo, listen, this is when Crew Love came out, bro.
Yo!
That song was like the most perfect the crew. Fucking song for the situation. Crew Love. Oh man, it was just crazy, bro.
I'm sitting here the whole time, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, yo. What are these small ass bears gonna do for these niggas? And I don't even think she cracked one open, to be honest with you.
I think
she was ready to do it. She was about that action.
She been about that.
Yo, action. I went to a club and we was outside and I guess her and some other dude was flirting. And while she was flirting with the other dude was ready to get it on outside in the parking lot. No car.
Man, I got out in the parking lot.
That's why I say certain people you can't take them for face.
Bro, listen.
You can't take them for face value.
You know
value.
What? I ain't going to go off topic too much, but I don't know if I should tell this story or not.
You should, because we haven't gone on a podcast in a minute.
So y'all I think
niggas need to hear the story.
All right, so these are many reasons why niggas just be like, bitches ain't shit. BAS. I remember the first time I ever, like, fucked with this female, right? It was on some, like, niggas was out of town type shit, right? So niggas got drunk, and she ended up in my bed. It was, like, a room full of people, females and niggas alike, right? We all in the same room. It was, like, a double bedroom. Somebody passed out in the tub. Mm. So I'm asleep. Next thing I know, she fucking stroking my shit. I kind of wake up and I look over at her. I'm like, yo, chill out. This ain't what you want. Mm. I try to go back to sleep. She doing it again. Mm. I'm like, shit, you got a condom? Shit. Mm. Of course the bitch had a condom. Yo, next thing I know, man, I'm in that bitch. She topping me off, threw the condom on, tagging that shit. And she like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Boom, she go to the bathroom. The homie who's a listener, I ain't gonna put your name out because I don't know if you got a girl right now. But shouts out to you, my nigga. I fucks with you the long way, always supporting the podcast.
Right.
The homie wake up like, yo, are you fucking such and such? I said, yeah, what's up? You trying to get in? You think I don't give a fuck? It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. That nigga was like, I'll take some head. I said, shit, I got you. So she come out, she ready to hop back on that motherfucker. I said, hey, man, Say you want some head. She's like, who? Such and such? I said, yeah. She's like, okay. Nigga, slop. I'm tagging. Yo, this nigga, dog, this shit was so funny. I still remember this shit. Well, when he heard the fucking, basically, the green flag or whatever the fuck, this nigga hopped up on the edge of the bed. He was like, oh.
Nigga, he was ready.
Yo, nigga pulled his shit down. He said his shorts or whatever. Yo, I'm tagging that bitch. That bitch bent over, started sucking the meat off that nigga dick.
And ladies and gentlemen,
I don't even remember busting enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the That's same the female
that was doing this.
Same female that was talking about you need to be able to evaluate the restaurant that a man takes you to, because that tells you whether a man loves you, likes you, or whatever the case may be.
Y'all gotta stop. And stop. That's not even the crazy part. That's not the crazy part, nigga. The next day, the next night, right, we out eating, and we all at the table. She got a whole nigga at home that she is now upset at because this nigga decided to go to the club and didn't tell her.
Wow.
Me and the homie look at each other like, yo.
What?
Bitch, you was just getting smutted out, and you mad because this nigga went to the club without telling you?
I ain't gonna lie, though. Some of the females that do a lot of dirt, they will tell you they have a whole man, but they will tell you that you're not allowed to talk to anybody, you're not allowed to do anything, you're not allowed
I know because that's popular that do that shit.
Listen, they want you for themselves, but they also want to be able to have their man and do their own thing, you know what I mean? My thing is this, like...
It's like a nigga, though, if we really gonna put it like that.
Oh,
it's like
shit, I ain't never tell no female...
no female she can't do nothing.
Do what you want.
It's based off of what you telling me,
though. I feel,
say you only fuck with me, and the next thing I know you on dates and shit, I'm gonna feel away.
I feel like if you give a female restraints or restrictions, she's gonna have a little...
The most.
Exactly.
Just like a child.
Exactly. Because...
I ain't comparing y'all to kids, but it's like the same shit. It's because like when you tell a kid they can't do something they want
to
do.
I like my freedom. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna tell you what not to do and what to do. You can talk to whoever we want to do. I'm not gonna catch up feelings because I know what I'm getting into. You know what I'm saying? If I come into a situation and I know that I'm the corn and I'm the mashed potatoes and I'm the greens and I'm not the steak, best believe... I'm going to play my role.
I'm going to act accordingly.
Yeah. I'm act accordingly.
Niggas got the game. This niggas and females are like,
niggas want to be the steak. Niggas want to be the chicken. Calm down. You signed a contract to be one thing. Play your role. You can't be the running back and want to play the quarterback. It ain't free fall.
You can't be the side nigga mad that the main nigga had to get the pussy.
Listen, it's okay, sir.
You're going to get it another day. Not tonight, though.
All I ask is that if I'm the side and I kind of like you, if you out there on social media world, you posting, please post gently. And by that I mean, don't be posting your man every 5 seconds. I got feelings too. I may like you. You know what I mean? I got feelings too. Chill.
I would definitely unfollow a motherfucking chick that, like, if I'm on your shit and you just, I had to stop following bitches that do that shit. Just all you have for me is shaking your ass, I had to stop that
shit. I like you, chill.
But if it was a chick that was just shaking your ass, you looking good, and all of a sudden you post a picture with your nigga, I'm unfollowing your ass.
Facts.
I did not come to your page to see you with your nigga.
Facts.
But, yo. Oh, yeah, but to end it all, can your wholeness go away? Yes, if you move to another state. If you are in the same city that you were known to be a hoe and you now are trying to preach the anti-hoe activities, Niggas can't really take you serious.
Stop. And this goes for
everybody, male and female.
Male and female. Yeah.
Because if you know, if you was a
but with males, though, you can get away with it. Like I honestly feel like you can
flip
get away
your way around.
Yeah, like, and also too, if you're showing a different color.
Because I'm a retired side nigga, so I've been preaching on. You know.
I come out of retirement every now and then.
Oh wow.
I'm just saying.
I'm retired like Jordan. I ain't coming back. No Wizards.
I'm like Jordan coming back for the second half of the rings.
Damn, was that the topic I wanted?
But yeah, that was the first, second topic, and now we're on the third one. Is it hard to fall in love?
Or make someone fall in love.
I don't think it's hard to make someone fall in love. Mm-hmm. Because if you have good characteristics and you have charm. And you can actually, you see, I caught that. Right? I was about to make up a motherfucking word, y'all.
You already did. Charmness is not no fucking word.
Oh,
bro.
I did? All right. Well, fuck it. We on a motherfucking podcast for a long time. Y'all gonna get everything, motherfuckers. But listen, if you got some charm in you, and you got some niceness in you, and you can do some, you can finesse some love. Mm. You can finesse it. Love is just, it just means that I'm infatuated with you beyond measures. You know what I mean? You make me feel.
I like you more than these other females.
I like you more than I should like you.
I'm willing to spend money on you. If I'm willing to spend money on you, I love you.
I'm willing to go broke for you. Mm. You know what I mean? Like my last is yours.
You ever been in the red fucking with a bitch?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, I've been to the point where I gotta borrow to pay my rent because I like a female so much. But the female don't know that, of course.
Exactly. We can't show that shit.
We can't because they're gonna tell you stop, don't do that. I didn't ask for this, and I would never tell a female that I was in the red for fucking with her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she gonna turn around and tell me, oh, I didn't tell you to do that.
That would.
And that would hurt me as a person.
Yeah.
Like, I know you didn't tell me to do that, but I did it anyways. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I felt like certain things you need to sacrifice for. I was willing to not have to have a 7-day notice on my wall. You know what I mean? To really get right with you, only because of the simple fact that I feel like I might have lost.
You might have been wifey.
Yeah, you might have been wifey. I might have lost an opportunity to get with you, and I'm not gonna lose that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm not gonna go ham if my rent is $105 and I'm spending, let's say, $75 or $80. I can make that up, or whatever the case may be. And of course, my rent's not $105, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just giving y'all numbers. Yeah, you know I'm saying yeah. I just want to make that clear. Like, I'm not living like that. But anyways. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna rob Paul to pay Peter at the end of the day because I feel like you're worth it and you're worth trying to invest in. Whether it be like I miss out on a payment here and there, I'm gonna make it because at the end of the day, you're worth everything that I'm willing to lose. Mm. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of females out there that's like that. Like, yeah, when you gonna take me out? I'll take y'all next week. Nah, nigga, I'll take y'all when I got enough money to take you out. Yeah. And there's some females out there that you talk to, and they're there spiritually, mentally, physically. They just get you, and to the point where you want to make it a situation that you want to invest in them, regardless of how much it takes. You want to invest in them. And it's hard to do that with certain people. Like, you can't move that way with everybody. Mm. You know what I mean? I done took L's, you know. I can't talk about my L's because if I talk about my L's, the people that's listening, that might be listening.
L's are for lessons.
Huh? Yeah. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
That's it.
But
my L's with lessons.
I'm gonna say this, though. I've never taken L's for more than two people in my whole entire life.
I've only taken an L on one.
But that's guys for you, though. One or two, that's it.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
That shit. Females have like fucking 5, 10 L's and shit. And
there's nobody that I will ever, after this last
women
L I took.
Women are insane. You know why women are insane? Because they will repeat the same shit hoping for a
over
different outcome.
Over and over and over again.
That is insanity, ladies.
It makes no sense.
That is insanity.
Ladies.
Y'all gotta stop.
It takes us. Two heartbreaks, maybe two.
I don't know. About
maybe
two. I only
two.
One.
Maybe two heartbreaks.
Never get me again.
I only have one, too. I ain't gonna.
That's
front.
What I'm saying, nigga.
Maybe two, but I'm saying, you know, this niggas that's hard headed. Maybe two. That'll get in there. That'll be like, all right, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But women can go through 10 heartbreaks and still love again.
I'm a lover boy with savage qualities. You
know but you know what? I commend women because to be honest with you, they can take everything that we can't dish out.
Nah, we can't dish out half the shit that we give out.
Yeah. they could take it out. We can't take half the shit we dish out.
Yeah, for sure.
So I will I will commend all women for being able to take everything that we can dish out, because if I was able to take half the shit that I dish out, I probably wouldn't be on this earth. I probably commit suicide. I ain't gonna front. No, if you take your lifetime and think about what you've done, I would probably commit suicide, my nigga.
You pretty bad. If imagine all the shit you did to like every female happening to one female.
Yo, son, I have to actually think
one person. All the shit ever.
One
all
person?
Of it happening to one specific person.
Nah. Yeah. I can't.
She'd be depressed. She'd be suicidal.
Nigga, depressed. Wouldn't talk to me for no reason. All that. Taking pills just because.
I don't know if I got that problem.
I do.
There's probably some girls out there mad at me, but, I mean, you know.
Girls stay mad at me. I don't even know why.
It's okay, man. Listen, we enjoy what we have while we
there's play. There's only one girl. For me personally that got me to the... To the point where I'm like,
hey man,
fuck it.
If everybody busted nut, it's okay. We go home happy. It's okay.
Shit, I ain't even do that.
No, shit. I digress.
But yeah, nah. I feel like you know, back to what we was talking about. There's a lot of times that you can finesse your way into love. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to fall in love? I think it depends on your situation.
Yep.
I was fighting
that bitch like a motherfucker.
Right. Like a lot of men actually fight love off.
Hell yeah.
Because
women too, depending on what kind of situation, because they don't believe.
Honestly, we don't need a situation to fight love off. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think men love variety, and because we love variety so much,
I was cuffed.
This is why I'm saying this. The reason why you was cuffed daddy is because you know that a female won't give you much if you don't commit, right?
Mm.
Now,
at one point,
most men don't commit or will commit because they feel like a woman won't give them children, a woman won't bear children for them, won't give them a lifestyle because of the simple fact that
they ain't got a ring. I don't know how I feel about a ring no more, bro. Cause that shit right there, bro.
I mean, to be honest with you, it depends on who you fucking with.
Exactly.
It depends on the female
to do whatever she gonna do.
I was actually talking to one of my close female friends, and I was giving her a scenario. I was like, okay, no, you know what? Fuck all that. If I'm willing to tell you, let's get married, but I'm not willing to give you a ring, a band, nothing like that. We go to courthouse, we get the papers done, we sanctify our unity together amongst God. Would you not take a ring? She goes, I still need a band.
Why?
I'm committing.
It's not even a warning sign for niggas no more, because niggas don't give a fuck about a ring.
At all.
Females,
and that's what I was trying to tell her. She was like, "Oh, well, I need a ring to make sure when I go out, so niggas can." That doesn't stop
that shit
niggas.
Probably attracts them more because now they know for sure that they ain't got to do too much.
They ain't got to do.
And females want what another female got,
right? Yeah, vice versa. There's a lot of married men out there that there's a clan of women.
But niggas, I don't think they want what the other man has.
No, I think
they just want to be able to fuck and know that she's not finna try to stick
that's
around.
It.
She's
that's
not going to try to stay over because she got to go report back to her man.
That's it.
Women, I feel like, for the most part, they may want that same thing. But a lot of women, once they see a nigga doing certain things for females, that's why I feel like y'all shouldn't really put everything on Jump Street publicly. Like, if your nigga's giving you a nice dinner, y'all don't always have to post that shit on social media.
Facts.
Because it's free advertisement for the next jealous, you know, envious bitch to try to push up on your nigga.
You don't even gotta post your relationship on social media.
Post
period.
Nice that he did.
Like, there's been countless situations I've been in that I've actually gone out and I've never posted not one status of me being on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and most niggas be like, yo, Gerald don't ever talk to nobody. Gerald don't ever be out on dates. No, I be out on dates.
The niggas that know you don't say that.
Niggas in my circle knows exactly what's going on.
Don't say that.
Niggas outside the circle can't even name one girl that I was talking to. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But me personally, I feel like I shouldn't have to broadcast.
I only know one.
You only know one.
That's the one I'm rooting for.
And nah, you shouldn't root.
Five letters.
You shouldn't root.
Five letters.
You shouldn't root.
She got a nigga?
Nah, I'm just saying you shouldn't root.
I like her.
It is what it is.
I like her. We all finna have
a
baby.
I like a lot of people.
Nigga, fuck you. I like her.
I like a lot of people.
Did she listen to this?
Maybe. I don't know.
Bitch. Hey, if you got five letters in your name and I have met you, I'm talking about you.
I
fucks with you. You need to go ahead and snatch this nigga up, but you need to tighten up on a few things. Anyway.
But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So at the end of the day, I feel like you can finesse your way into love.
Go ahead. But for me, I feel like it was easier to have someone fall in love with me than it is to fall in love. I fought that shit.
And you know,
then I'm good.
I was actually, not to change the subject or nothing like that, but I was actually talking to my female friend, the same one that we were talking about, about the whole, like, go to court and I have a band. Mm. And she was telling me, like, you know what? I know you've heard a lot of bad things about being in a marriage, but
yeah, you got a bad taste in your mouth.
Oh man, like no, but it's not even that. It's more so a lot what people don't convey. A lot of people look at Facebook, Instagram, and they see all these people getting married, but y'all don't know what's going on the back of them.
That shit fake.
A wedding looks phenomenal, but a marriage can look horrible. You know what I mean? Like, I could show you all these pictures of kissy, kissy, face, dresses, rings costing $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Pictures don't show
arguments, all
beatings, or whatever else is involved.
Being fucking miserable.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Being fucking miserable that you're with a person. I was speaking to an individual at work, and she is about 65. And she was telling me the best part of her marriage was her divorce.
Yeah,
he
told me that.
Yeah. And she was like, yo, you think because...
Well, you told us that.
Yeah. She was like, yo, you think because you got you got the cars, you got the kids, you got the house, you got the money, you got the husband, you're supposed to be happy. She was like, yo, my husband never cheated on me. My husband never did anything. I was just miserable. Mm. She was like, I was miserable.
Because you know what? And there's a certain female that we spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I feel like they try to live up to an expectation of what they think society wants from them, where they think they should be at a certain age, and that shit will fuck them up, because you're going to end up in a situation where, okay, you meet this nigga and he's willing to do all these things, but is he the right one for you?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy? Bro,
you just have what society has told you, okay, I have a man, he's treating me well, I should be happy.
That's it.
Fuck, why am I not happy?
That now person's not for you. Exactly. At the end of the day.
I'm trying to force shit.
I got a homeboy right now. I can tell you right now that is married, and at the end of the day, he's married. But he'll tell you straight up, like, this is the marriage itself. He's miserable because it's not that his wife is a bad wife. His wife is a wonderful wife. His wife is great, but they just can't coexist. They have nothing in common. They're completely opposite. But his wife is good to him. The reason why he married her was because she was the best choice.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Because he knew at the end of the day, I can live.
Very happy when I'm married.
I can live 50 years and I know that his wife will take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She will bear my children. She will be good. But it's not because I'm going to be happy. It's because I know I'm going to be straight.
Mm.
And I feel like
that's a nigga that's tried love and it failed.
And it failed.
And he did that, right?
Yeah, he did that. And I feel like that's the route that most people want me. Like when I talk to my mother and when I talk to my dad, actually approached me for the first time. This nigga don't say shit to me. Yeah, exactly. So my dad approached me like at my little brother's graduation, and he was like, he put me aside after we had dinner together, after we had breakfast or whatever. He pulled me inside. He said, Gerald, it's time for you to actually settle down. I said, what? You? Like, you don't talk to me? He was like, yeah, it's actually time for you to settle down. Find somebody that you want to be with, because it's becoming that age. Like, if you don't settle down, at least have something that you can call yours.
Leave on this earth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's basically talking about grandkids and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm sitting there talking. I'm like, yo.
You know, if Gene get married before you, gotta slap yourself five times.
I ain't gotta do shit but stay black and die.
You crazy. Hey, Gene! I better get an invite to the wedding. That's all.
But all I'm saying is this. At the end of the day, I'ma always do me. You know what I mean? I'ma always do me. And I feel like I would never put myself in a situation to where I don't feel like I can live with the person for an eternity.
I gotta be happy.
My happiness is everything. A lot of people think, my mother is this way. She thinks your happiness is based off your marriage. You should be married. Like, yo.
If you're married, you're happy. Automatically.
My mother's
married.
My mother's not even happy. Let's be honest.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, Like, I think a lot of Haitians fake the
old
the
school
funk.
Haitians, yeah. They just go through the motions, you feel me?
Go through the motions. I'm not trying to go through the motions with nobody.
Hell no.
First and foremost, I'm a type of nigga that I can't hide my emotions. Mm. I'm going to tell you whether I'm happy, sad, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't do it. And it is what it is. I will not fake the funk. I'm just not going to do it. So, at the end of the day, I just feel like just going back to the motions of saying, you know, can we be niggas that actually finesse love, or can we actually be ones to, you know, make love happen or fall in love? I'm just not
based
the type.
On the nigga you're dealing with.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's easier to make somebody fall in love.
Why you think that?
Because if you're paying attention, like really paying attention, mm-hmm. and I pay attention to everything, man, details, everything.
Right.
You can make somebody fall in love. Like, do I try to make people fall in love? No.
Absolutely not.
Did they end up falling in love? Yes.
I don't think you should ever try. I fought
love, but, you know, love kicks in your ass when you put your guard down. You get that jab, and then boom.
It happens.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, but that's another great podcast. We're going to have another one for y'all very shortly. We're talking about everything. But with that being said, we're going to end
y'all
it at that.
Stay safe during the hurricane, man.
Stay safe. For the people that actually live in Florida, stay safe. We thank y'all for listening to this podcast, because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be us.
Right.
DJ Kid G.
Boy, Cadet the Bow-Legged Assassin.
Niggas so cheap and your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey, you got it, girl, you got it. Yeah, pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Way they hitting you, the DM looking fallin'. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Through the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the prize is.